Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, May the 31st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Media mogul Harvey Weinstein indicted on rape charges in New York. Also on the nationwide rundown, farm workers concerned about pesticide training, and some farmers turned thumbs down on the merger of Monsanto and Bayer. Plus, Puerto Rico fire stations get solar power on the eve of hurricane season. Now, our top story, Harvey Weinstein indicted Wednesday on rape and criminal sex act charges. Yahoo reporting that is furthering the first criminal case to arise from a slate of sexual misconduct allegations against the former movie mogul. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. said the indictment brings Weinstein another step closer to accountability. Yahoo quotes Weinstein's lawyer, Benjamin Brafman, as saying he would vigorously defend against the indictment. The lawyer claims that the allegations are unsupported and reiterated that Weinstein strongly denies them. Farm workers are suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for failing to make pesticide training mandatory across the agriculture industry. We get perspective from the Sunshine State and Tramell Gomes.
The Obama administration updated pesticide training rules in 2015. To date, the information that would provide the do's and don'ts of handling pesticides have been kept off the Federal Register, which would make them mandatory. Jeannie Economos is a pesticide safety coordinator with the Farm Workers Association of Florida. She says they've been working for 20 years to get protections for farm workers from exposure to pesticides, but their success has been blocked under the Trump administration, which she claims is ignoring common sense.
Thousands and thousands of public comments and their own research to try and roll back some of the protections for farm workers, including the minimum age, which we think is an absolute no-brainer. Nobody under 18 years of age should be handling toxic pesticides.
Opponents point to the information being publicly available for more than a year, but groups representing farm workers say the EPA needs to take more aggressive steps, considering the thousands of farm workers being poisoned each year.
The German pharmaceutical and chemical company Bayer is known for aspirin, but it's also a key manufacturer of seeds and pesticides. Now it's about to sweep up Monsanto, the U.S.-based agricultural giant. Linda Barr has reaction from Boston.
This impacts New England farmers who depend on vegetable seeds. According to Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, the $6.25 billion deal will consolidate control of more than a quarter of the world's seed and pesticides market.
This extreme consolidation drives up costs for farmers, and it limits their choice of products in the marketplace. It also reduces the incentive for the remaining agricultural input giants to compete and to innovate through research and development.
Bayer CEO Werner Baumann says his company wants to help farmers grow more nutritious food in a more sustainable way. The Farmers Union, which advocates on behalf of 200,000 farmers and farm communities nationwide, has pledged to ensure that Bayer keeps its word.
As the opioid crisis has grown in recent years, Ross Brown tells us so has the number of children no longer able to safely live with their parents.
Advocates say it's important to support the foster parents and extended families increasingly being called on to care for children. The group Generations United says as more U.S. parents addicted to opioids face incarceration, rehab, or overdose, more children are in need of safe homes, creating more demand for foster care. In a statement about the importance of foster care on the Senate floor this month, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said 4,000 Iowa kids were in foster care during 2016. Nationwide, that number is 438,000. Generations United spokeswoman Jaya Lent says those numbers are only a small part of the picture.
For every one child in foster care with relatives, there are actually 20 being raised outside of foster care with grandparents or other relatives. So we really want to be supporting the children and the family if the child can't remain with their parents, whether they're in foster care or outside of foster care.
In response to the growing need for foster caregivers, Congress in February passed the Family First Prevention Services Act.
Several counties in Iowa are facing a shortage of foster homes, causing kids to be housed in shelters instead of with families. And finally, hurricane season starts tomorrow. Dan Hyman reports a nonprofit that's installing solar energy systems in some fire stations in Puerto Rico ahead of the season hopes it can show distributed power is more reliable for the island.
Mara Haynes with Empowered by Light says in May and June, it hopes to have solar with battery storage operating in 8 fire stations, with 10 more by the end of the year. She says car and battery maker Tesla is working on solar for a hospital, and nonprofits want to put solar in soup kitchens, schools, and community centers.
Those solar systems are designed to withstand winds up to 180, if not more, 180 miles per hour. And the idea is that then hopefully people can come in on a much, much larger scale doing it commercially.
An estimated 90% of the 3 million U.S. citizens in Puerto Rico lost power after Hurricane Maria. According to a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, 4,600 people died, the largest portion because of interrupted medical care.
Defenders of traditional power argue it's cheaper, although the cost of renewables has fallen enough to compete directly. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.